Welcome to the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Today, learn about the humble beginnings of the blockbuster franchise Pokémon, as well as what makes the series so popular. As part of today's show, we'll have an exclusive interview with Shinji Miyazaki, the composer of the background music for the Pokémon TV series and movies. First, let's begin by delving into the humble beginnings of Pokémon. The Pokémon series may be seen as this incredible, popular series and major success for Nintendo, but actually, it has very humble beginnings. Satoshi Tajiri, the creator of the Pokémon series, he had to go without a salary around three-fourths within the development of the first Pokémon game, which he had a lot to do with the programming and design of. And he went without the salary so he could pay the remaining members of the team. When you hear about any commercial property or just any individual who has tremendous success, you know, it's wonderful to celebrate that success, but it's also very important to look at the origins of what caused that success. And more often than not, you'll be surprised just how many of the beginnings of so many people in corporation were indeed humble beginnings. Someone who has been with the series since the beginning is Shinji Miyazaki, who composes and arranges the background music for the Pokémon TV series and movies. Right now, as promised, here's our exclusive interview with Shinji Miyazaki.
Hi, I'm Shinji Miyazaki, and you are listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
We began by talking with him about where he was born and where he grew up.
四国の愛媛県という愛媛県.
Well, I was born in Kobe, and my earliest memories are of living in a place called Teramuraza Odacho, Kamiyukena-gun in Ehime Prefecture on Shikoku Island. I was raised there in the mountains until I was around 12 when we moved nearby to Matsuyama City. So most of what I remember from childhood is being in the mountains of Shikoku.
Sounds beautiful. Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
Well, since both of my parents had jobs, when we lived in the mountains, they were both out at work at the same time. During those times, I was left in a neighbor's house, and there was an older boy there, a middle school student who was into music and had a shortwave radio that could get signals from all over the world. My first memories of music were listening to pop music from around the world on that shortwave, like Billboard. I doubt many people listen to Billboard as kindergartners, but when I was over at that neighbor's house, we listened to that sort of thing, like Le Dernier Train de l'Espace by the Sputniks and Sylvie Vartan.
Fascinating. Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
While there are various patterns, I can do quite good work when the inspiration strikes. We often use the expression, it just came to me. I don't need to worry about how to progress to a completed form when inspiration strikes. And before you know it, I have a tune. It's arranged in my head, and I can sometimes do it without much resistance. When I get a request like, please produce a song by such and such a date, then if I really cannot get it done until just before the deadline, in these situations, I don't have any set method for getting it done, but how do I put it? I try to distract myself by looking at the most beautiful things I can or something. I often think that I might be inspired by something out of the ordinary and then go looking, but really I'm not inspired all that often. Movies can be like this. I try to give myself time to spare, look at beautiful things, keep up basic fitness to keep myself in a mood where it should be easier to be inspired, but it's still not easy.
とは心がけてるんですけど、なかなかうまくいかないですね。
Hmm. Please, tell us about the scoring process behind a production, such as Pokemon. How does the process for television and movie production compare?
テレビと映画やはり、で、その、
I find that television and film work have some pretty different aspects. In Japan, when writing music for TV, say for a program that will run for 1 year, you have to record a year's worth of music before the show even starts. That could be 50 pieces or 100 pieces. And I recall that for Pokemon, we recorded 150 pieces at the start. And the sound director chose pieces from among that selection to fit appropriately with the story of that particular week's episode. While you're writing, it's like a short-term battle, and you get rather exhausted. But in the case of TV, you get to rest for a bit afterwards, and then when they run out of music, you get another order. In film, you create one long work per year with a completely different concept every year. I mean, the presentation may be similar, but different stories make things hard, even aside from the music itself. First, well, recently, 3 weeks at most, actual composition, arranging, and synthesizer entry, as well as the actual scoring, often takes about 3 weeks of time. But that's with no time to think or even sleep. And with having to write 2 or 3 pieces in a day, there is no time to really think about it. So when the previous year's film is done, the story or script writing is already started, and there's the director, the scriptwriter, the location team, and especially the art team for that year. So I have to work in step with them as much as possible, talk to them when there's some free time, breathe a bit together, try to get a shared image for what I will be rushing to finish a few months down the road.
Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? Do you get to see the animation ahead of time? Does it differ depending upon whether it's a television production or a movie production?
そうですね。監督さんはじめ。
As I discussed before, when a previous work is released, we start on solidifying the image for the, how should I put it, the next year's output. They say, this is how we want to move forward. But it doesn't always come across well. And after the director and every department have spent an entire year working on one long project, starting work on the project for the following year is like a boxer trying to get his strength back in the 1 minute he has to recover after the first round is over. I try to get into the director's head as much as possible and to give him as much time to explain as he needs, even if it isn't much. While I am officially participating from that time, like I said, my actual work of starting to compose really begins maybe 3 weeks later when I start scoring. And in those weeks, something called a music menu comes. And while sometimes the menu that comes is the same as the one we had discussed in advance months earlier, sometimes the music menu that comes is a different story. So I think I am, in fact, really participating in the project for a few months before release.
お話してきた通りのメニューが出てくることもありますし、かなと思いますね。
So why is the Pokemon franchise so popular? Well, I'll give you my take on it in just a moment. Right now, though, let's listen to a great composition courtesy of Shinji Miyazaki that he composed for the 8th Pokemon movie. One thing that may have been on your mind throughout the years is, why is the Pokemon series popular? Why did it have the pandemonium level of popularity that it did in the early 2000s and, you know, still remain pretty viable today? Now, yes, there is something to be said maybe about the cute characters, the concept of collecting many Pokemon, kind of analogous to bug catching. That was Satoshi Tajiri's motivation to a degree. He enjoyed doing that as a child, catching bugs and you know, investigating, you know, learning about different species and things like that. So there is that element. But I think another element is that the initial video game is what's known as an RPG, or a role-playing game. And what this specific Pokemon RPG game, or game series really now, has been able to achieve is that it's done an excellent job presenting a great RPG experience that both experts within the RPG genre and newcomers will appreciate. Newcomers are kind of welcomed into the genre. They're held by the hand a little just to make it more accessible. But unlike other RPGs that came out over the years that tried to skew towards a demographic that played less RPGs and stuff, the clarification and ease of difficulty, elimination of things that are considered more rigid within role-playing games, didn't come at the expense of dumbing it down. And that, you know, personally, I think that took a lot of finesse. And that, I believe, is a key reason why the Pokemon series as a whole is so popular even today. I'd like to take this opportunity right now to share with you my favorite piece of music that Shinji Miyazaki scored for the Pokemon TV series. Over the years, people have talked about the Pokemon anime being quote-unquote more adult in Japan. And there's truth to this. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's more lewd or anything like that when we say more adult. Just in certain ways deals with more mature themes that tend to be either toned down or completely eliminated from the American localization of Pokemon, and just other animes in general. See, the thing to remember is, with anime in Japan, it's geared in many cases towards a broader audience. Adults and children watch anime regularly, so when a series comes to another country and the target audience changes, certain things also have to subsequently change as a result. For instance, in episode 5 of Pokemon, we're introduced to Brock's father, the character Brock, also known in Japan as Takeshi. What we weren't introduced to in the American localization of the anime is that he being Brock's father, was institutionalized for working too hard, and that's what caused a bit of a rift between family and predominantly accounts for why he wasn't always there for Brock at times and why he had a bit of a mysterious presence in his life, as opposed to the American version of the series just making it seem like he's just this mysterious guy that's just sometimes there and sometimes not, just kind of elusive as part of his character. There is a lot more of a context that's explained. Finally today, I'd like to share with you one of my favorite pieces of music that Shinji Miyazaki composed for the various Pokemon movies. This particular piece comes from the 12th Pokemon movie and is titled Aura Sion. For the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio, this is Sean Bird signing off. Take care.